Hey everybody, this is Joseph Pasek and welcome back to the Fired Up Network. Welcome again to the flagship show of the Fired Up Network, Fired Up Live. It's my honor, the Hall of Famer, yes, soon to be Emmy Award winner, and yes, I said it, soon to be Emmy Award winner, John Freeman Nelson of OSG Sports in Atlanta. All right, first of all, before we talk about something new here, because you have wrote, I think, six books now. Six books. I have not read one of them. You don't want to give me them for free. So now...
I can shoot you the manuscript. That's the easy part.
Let's talk about something. I said soon to be Emmy Award winner. Now, what does that mean? Are you up for an Emmy? And yes. What are you up for an Emmy? And is this the first time you're up for an Emmy? And do I, when you have your acceptance speech when you win and thanking yours truly? I just want to know this.
Well, I do not have a speech prepared because that's almost like tempting fate. That's kind of sitting there and stepping on Superman's cape a little bit. So no, there is no speech that is prepared. On the 19th of this month, it will be the Southeast Regional Emmys. And with the work that one of the other Mies does during football season for the GPP Sports Recruiting 2020 show, we were nominated for one of the best show categories. It's like best live to tape, whatever the specific name is. It's like a 90-word title for the designation of the show. But we are going up against two other projects that are, I think they're Braves. I know one of them is Braves related, Jackie Robinson Day. And then there's a community service awards that is Bally Sports South. And so it's two Bally Sports South shows, the GPB show, and everyone at GPB put in a boatload of work to make recruiting 2020 what it is for the lead-in for the high school football game of the week during football season. So that was nominated, and so we have a 1-in-3 shot on the 19th of getting a Southeast Regional Emmy, and it is my second Emmy nomination, the first in 5 years.
And what was the first about?
It was play-by-play for a live event. And it was the live event was the broadcast for one of the state championship games that went to overtime, and it was a great finish. And so it was nominated for a live event. It went up against, I think, a Hawks game and a Braves game. So it was like Hawks, Braves, high school football. And so we were nominated then 5 years ago for sporting event or game live or unedited. As I sit there and I look at the piece of paper that they give you for being nominated, it's like you didn't win, so here's a piece of paper. So.
Do they tell you, because obviously I have much experience in Emmy Awards, let me tell you. All right. So do they tell you if you finish second or third, or just whoever finishes first and then
it's that's it? Winner and nominated. There's no second or third. There is a grading scale. Pull back the curtain a little bit. There is a bit of a grading scale, and I vote on other Emmy chapters as well. What there are, I want to say there's like 16 different National Association of Television Arts and Sciences Emmy chapters regionally here in the United States. And what you do, if you're a member of the chapter in your part of the country, you will vote on other sections of the country's submissions for categories that they think that you're experienced enough to vote on. So like this past season, I voted on Texas, the Pacific Northwest, upper Midwest, up in Michigan and stuff like that. And so, you know, it's peer voting. And so that's how it ends up. And so wherever these peers were that were looking at the Southeast Regional Emmys, they thought that Recruiting 2020 did a good enough job to be nominated. One of our games for the championships was nominated as well, going up against Braves and Hawks and things like that. And I think Atlanta United as well on Bally Sports South. So, you know, great work by everybody at Georgia Public Broadcasting. And it'll be interesting on the 19th to see what happens.
I'm going to petition now. Aaron Stevens watches this show. He watches it really. So on GPB Studios, that's where NWA, I'm going to petition. When John Nelson wins the Emmy, he gets the, you know, how the flag of Canada, America, Brazil, Israel, everywhere.
Monrovia, yes.
Yeah, Monrovia, karate. Mm-hmm. And you have a plaque saying OSG, Fired Up Network, Emmy Award winner. will cover the NWA. What about that?
Hey, I'm all about NWA power. Chance to get.
All right. So hopefully, you know, you get knock on wood, you get good news, because there's no one who deserves it and works harder. And you know, we're graced with, like I say, a Hall of Famer legend, but he's even a better, better person. That's John Freeman Nelson. And also here, John, since I'm already, you know, getting millions and millions of
millions.
For Mark Swolinski's book called Norma. All right. It should be called Joe. The next book's going to be called Joe or Joey or whatever. Speaking about books, you have written 6 books. I didn't even know this. And now this is your 6th book out now. So purchase it on Amazon and all that, and tell everybody about it.
Noble Strong Lessons in Destiny, as you see the
great production job by the producer.
Yeah, the production still tremendous work. That's right there. So that's the front cover. And it's available on Amazon right now. Pre-order for the next handful of days. It'll be out this weekend. And it is the story of a small town high school football program, small town in South Georgia. And the boss and I are blessed to call this family friends, and basically family as well. And leading into the 2019 high school football season, this is the smallest classification in the state of Georgia. And small schools, a couple hundred students each, and most of them are in the southern part of the state. And the main character, the centerpiece, is a gentleman by the name of Buddy Nobles. He was the head coach at Irwin County High School in the town of Ocilla, Georgia. In the summer of 2019, he wasn't able to make it through his football practices. He had to take breaks. He had to sit down. He had to go cool himself off. His stamina wasn't there. And he went and got a doctor's appointment. And they found some things. They wanted to get some further tests done. And the earlier tests were confirmed that it was stage 4 stomach cancer. And what he decided once he broke the news to the staff and then broke the news to the team, is that he basically said that this was not going to be a pity party for him. And it's chronicling the 2019 football season through this team's eyes, as you had a father and his eldest son on the same coaching staff, coaching a high school football team. And you had the youngest son who was coaching a Division II football team at the University of West Florida. He was their quarterback's coach at the time. So you have this family of football coaches that had impacted so many different people along the way. The family, one of the best families that you could ever meet. The Buddy and his wife Tammy married for a long time. And they're one of those football families that you think about when you think about these kinds of things. And it chronicles this 2019 football season. And they eventually, the Irwin County folks, would win a state championship. And it just takes you from the diagnosis and him not feeling well through the season, talking to a lot of different coaches, talking to a lot of different folks who've been impacted, talking to folks in town who were impacted, and pushing it all the way through there past the championship game. And I want to say it was no more than 3 weeks after the championship, Buddy was lost to us from stomach cancer. And one of the biggest lessons in all of this for anyone, and Buddy would be the first person to tell you this, is get checked. If you are of a certain age, or if heredity dictates that you should get checked, then by all means get checked. Don't wait. The same goes with a story recently out of Indianapolis with one of the anchors from the Fox affiliate, Lindy Thaxton. And Lindy was told by her physician to get checked. And because of COVID-19, she had to postpone it 3 times. When she finally had the opportunity to get checked, she was found to have cancer, and her fight was the same. And she had to go through a dozen rounds of chemo and radiation, and was able to get back to work and be a part of her television family and the racing family at the Indianapolis 500. So the biggest lesson that we keep circling through in all of this, if you're of a certain age, go to your doctor, have your colonoscopy. I've had two. I have my third scheduled for December. So, you know, my family history dictates it. And so it just, it's a bunch of lessons about faith and family and what football means and how it all wraps itself up into one thing with the overarching message of family and love and at the same time getting checked by your physician.
I urge everybody to go pick it up. You know what? You sold me also, so I'm going to pick it up also. And it's and like I said, he's written 6 books already. This guy knows what he's doing, and it's a great, great story there. And John, let me ask you a question here. Mm-hmm. As a writer, as everything that you do here, do you already have an eye towards your 7th book?
Oh, yeah.
Just let it... you know, smooth it over and maybe look at your 7th, 8th book next year or something like that?
Right now, we are looking at the documentary that OST Sports is working on about Wilbur Jackson, Quiet Pioneer. Yeah. The first black student athlete at the University of Alabama to get a full football scholarship back in 1970. We're close to finishing up that documentary and turning that into a book as well, because there's only so much you can tell in a documentary that ends up on the edit room floor. And you can have places like web and social media and book where you can let the story breathe a little bit. And so, yeah, that's the plan for 7 anyway.
Wow. All right. So, you're much like myself, 24/7, go, go, go. How do you have time, John? Like, honestly, how do you have time? And you talk about Noble Strong. How many words is that? Like, is it a big read? Is it, you know, because it the story is like undeniable, amazing there, right? So when you write it, do they give you the book company or whatever? Okay, you got to do 500 pages, and then when you write it, it's like 1,000, right? So
no, it's I'm trying to see if I can grab a copy, if there's one here within range. So pardon me for a second as I actually reach for the book.
That's John Freeman Nelson, OSG Sports. Yeah, of course, a big member of the Fired Up Network.
There we go. Okay.
Get the book here. All right.
So nothing like live. I know, really? So let me put my ears back in so I can actually hear you so we can have the conversation. So got a copy of the book. And to give you an idea as to here's your thickness right here. That's wow. That's 356 pages was how it wrapped up. Wow. Number of words, I'm sure I've got the total somewhere, and I'm sure I could dig it up if I need to, but the beauty of the publisher that I was working with in this case, they offer to edit and copyright and do whatever, but in all honesty, I can dictate what I want it to look like. You sit there with this publisher and it's like, okay, well, I want the picture to go here. I want this picture to go here. I want this to be the divider from section to section to section. I can pretty much dictate how I want it to look. So that way it's not pinned into a tab A slot B idea of every book that comes down the line. So, I mean, there's you can look at photographs and you can pin them in wherever, and you can really piece this jigsaw together however you want. And so that's the biggest thing here.
All right. So you said 300 and how many pages?
356 pages, yeah.
356 pages, okay. Now, what is the time frame? How long did that take you to, well, dig up and write and everything like that? I need people to understand, oh, he's writing a book, movies and everything like that, but it takes years.
Well, yeah, unless you're a guy like me that just sits there and you're really just pushing through. And it took me probably about 6 months. Wow. But that's dedicated time where you sit there and it's like, okay, I'm going to write X number of words a day. I have to transcribe these interviews. I have to put the jigsaw puzzle together. So that's the big thing that you're trying to figure out, you know, what it looks like. And so, all right, now that I have found my original manuscript, I'm trying to give you an answer here. Okay. Just under 98,000 words. So that's your 97,726 words, 513,000 characters, and that's like including ellipses, periods, yeah, punctuation, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, just under 98,000 words, 356 pages.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So you already said that you have an eye to book number 7.
Yep.
When would that be released? Or when would you want it to be released?
Probably a year after the documentary's out. Because you let the documentary come out, folks can watch it, then the companion piece comes out later. So I guess the football season after the documentary is released. So not football season 2021, but football season 2022.
Now, is there a book that you always wanted to do, but you never had? I don't know if it's time, if it's, you know, it just doesn't come together, because you're known as the football guy, the footy guy, which is soccer. You're known as everything here. And like, people don't know, you were at the Score television network here in Canada.
Yeah. Now
Atlanta started out. You probably can write a book about media all over, both in Canada and, you see, you're thinking now, hey, you're thinking, all right, because I know your face there. You're thinking, yeah, it would make a great story to get, people would read it in Canada and in America and all that. It's, again, now with what we're doing with COVID and everything like that, it's new age media like crazy.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, I mean, we also have plans for our next documentary once this one's done. And then, you know, that one could possibly turn into a book. There were projects that I wanted to do that had to do with soccer in wartime, and one specifically having to do with what's going on in Ukraine, and wanted to look at a season in the Ukrainian Premier League through that prism, plus adding wartime on the Eastern Front that's attached to all of it and all the political intrigue and all that kind of stuff. So that one's still in the hip pocket a little bit, but being the poli-sci major, those ideas kind of pop up into your head. But then sometimes there's the ideas that you don't know that you're going to have until it shows up. And that's what this one was. It was, when the boss and I love a family very much and it's a story that needs to be told, then you just sit there and it's like, all right, I'm going to do it. And it's just having the dedication of craft to go and do it and lay everything out and go, all right, here's the project. Here's how I want it to look. And then it's just piecing together the jigsaw puzzle.
All right. So when you approach them first, the family, and you're close to the family, what did they say? Did they tear up? And they did, was it like, we don't want it? Like, but you know, what happened there?
It was an interesting thought by them to want to piece something like it together. And considering that you're doing it in a way that you want to tell the story correctly, there's that level of trust that's there as well. So that's key. That's the key in all of this, is that if I'm going to do a project, I'm going to do it well, or I'm not going to do it at all. And that was the hook in all of this from the beginning. And you want to respect a family who has to tell a tough story. You have to understand that if someone doesn't want to talk, then you don't force them to talk, but there are other ways to tell a story. And then at the same time, you can look at the notion of, all right, so for those people who aren't with us anymore, how can they be a part of it as well? And so with Buddy, I went back and I looked at old interviews and I looked at stuff that he did on television that we transcribed, and that helped tell the story because of the progression of his illness and the team and getting to certain moments as well. And so when you have TV that can help when it comes to transcribing, that's always a good thing too.
Was this the hardest book you had to write?
Yeah.
Emotionally?
I mean, because you want to give the story justice. You want to be fair to the family, and it's a family that you love, and you don't want to let them down. So, I mean, at the same time, you're sitting there and you're going, okay, here's the deal. And there is that certain level of expectation that's attached to it the entire time that it's attached to it. And you don't want to let yourself down. You don't want to let them down, and you don't want to let the story down. That's the biggest part.
And when you finally wrote it and all that, and you presented the family with the final copy or final rough copy, what was their reaction?
Well, I mean, it was hard. It's still hard for them to get through it without, you know, really without becoming emotional about it. And Tammy Nobles, the wife, her brother Kevin really got to help pull the curtain back about their early relationship for me. And he got to share that part of the life that I didn't know about, and how Tammy and Buddy met and how they became this rock of a married couple. And when I ran into Kevin this past weekend, when the boss and I went to the wedding of the youngest son in this family, and that was why we were out of pocket this past weekend, it was, you know, it was humbling to be able to sit there and present this 356 page work about a year and a half of their lives to them. And so it was humbling. It's intimidating. And the brother, the brother Kevin basically said, okay, I know what I'm reading on the plane. And when I've had, and this is the other thing too, is that I consistently gave the main subjects editorial control over what they were looking, because if I transcribed a quote wrong, I wanted it corrected. If I'd gotten a situation wrong, I wanted it corrected. And so it wasn't just me flying and going, okay, here's the book. There were quotes that I got wrong. There was context that I got wrong. There were events that were jumbled that I had to correct. And so the family got the chance to help piece this together probably a good four times when it came to getting everything wrapped up. So no, it wasn't just me sitting there writing a book, sending it to a publisher. It was writing it, getting it reviewed, then rewriting it, getting it reviewed, making sure everything's correct, then sending it to the publisher. So no, there was a process in all of this to make sure that it was correct. And that was the biggest thing for me.
Okay. Final question, or a couple of final questions here. What was the reaction when, did they give you a pat on back? This is outstanding and everything. And how did you feel if that happened?
Well, I mean, they were humbled that they thought first and foremost that their story was worth being told. And there were others who were a part of the book that were there at the wedding as well. And they were appreciative. But for me, it was just humbling that they would think that, you know, that I got it right. And that's the biggest thing.
Well, simply one of the best who if he doesn't get it right 100 times, he gets it right 99.88, not 9. All right. Yes. Go check. The producer did a great job, almost as good as the writer of this book. All right. Noble, Strong. Tell everybody when it's out and where they can pick it up. And I strongly urge everybody, the story speaks for itself. You see the writer. The writer has written, it's a 6 book, outstanding. And John is a big member of Fired Up Network team, but an outstanding person. So check it out. John, go ahead.
Easiest way is on Amazon. And you can still pre-order it for the next couple of days. It's out for real on Saturday the 12th. And if we ever cross paths, if anybody's watching, you bring the book with you, and I'll sign it. And then thank you for wanting to read about this story and take the message with you.
All right. That's John Freeman Nelson, OSG. Tell everybody how they get a hold of you.
Well, right there. There it is, right there. On the Twitters, at OSG Nelson, that's the easiest way. Also, you can reach out on Facebook at John Freeman Nelson, because there's how many John Nelsons are there on Facebook?
2,021.
So that way, put the Freeman in there to be different. Don't forget to download the Soccer Down Here app, available iOS and Android, at Soccer Down Here on Twitter. Jason Longshore, Jarrett Smith, Nick Alifi, Kelly Francis, Jessica Charman, and myself all week long. Bart Keeler as well, giving us our U.S. national team material. So a lot of us at Soccer Down Here and OSG Sports, don't forget to download that app as well. And over at theonlinesportsguys.com, once the book is released in future months, we will be releasing audio content. The audio book will be coming out there, and it'll be heading in that direction. So over at theonlinesportsguys.com and on the OSG Sports app, there'll be different ways to be able to take in the book there as well.
All right. That's Noble Strong. Check it out on Amazon. I strongly urge you to pick it up. John Freeman Nelson, an amazing person, amazing read, and check it out. Thank you, John.
Anytime, my friend.